1 of the Region 1A tournament. We're going to have Sandpoint versus New Haven. Put it on the field. Starting up for Sandpoint, we're going to have Edwin Gunderson, Matthew Bravo, Joan Roeder, Maynard Magalia, and Alex Gilbert. And here comes the jump. Oh, it's won by New Haven. Ball is now in the hands of Jonathan Petrikoff. And he scores the first 2 points of the game. So here comes the Eagles moving very quickly. Edwin Gunderson with the ball. He passes to Matthew Bravo. Matthew over to Alex on the left-hand side, who drives into a lane, passes out to Maynard. Maynard down low where Alex is. He's surrounded by players. Oh, and the ball's about to get stripped. We're going to have a traveling call as Alex goes to the ground as the ball is being stripped from him. And so here we go. Number 24 has the ball now. Matthew and Elon. He's met by a trap at half court. The Mountain Mutes are able to work their way around. Oh, a pass to number 23 almost gets intercepted, but he's able to get it back outside of the perimeter. Number 15 with the ball now takes a shot from 3 points. Doesn't go down. Rebound by number 23, August Johnson. Oh, ball thrown by Matthew Bravo. He's running all the way coast to coast. Puts it up. Oh, just barely misses. Okay, and Matthew trying to get the ball back is going to cause a foul as he was trying to get the ball back from the rebound. So, 7 minutes to go now in the first quarter. Number 10 has the ball. That is Jonathan Petrikoff. He gets number 15. Oh, ball stripped away once again by Matthew Bravo. This time Maynard's got it. He drives down, puts up to Matthew, puts up a shot off the glass. Oh, 2 points for Sandpoint. All right, 24th guy, Matthew and Elon. He gets number 10, Petrikoff. Petrikoff drives down past the perimeter, puts up the shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Sandpoint. Maynard's got the ball. He's able to work his way through traffic. He's being very tightly guarded by number 21. And I think we're going to have foul being called right there. Number 21, Brandon Paul, as he was trying to keep a tight guard on Maynard and bumped him too many times while moving. So one foul per team now. And Edwin throws it in. Oh! And number 10 for the Mountie Moose, that's Jonathan Petrikoff, but reach in there for a steal from Maynard and causes another foul. So we'll move down the court just a little bit more. Throw in by Edwin. Over to Matthew. Matthew drives down into the lane. He's being guarded tightly. Puts up a shot off the glass. Doesn't make it down. Ooh, rebound's being fought for. Jonathan Jones on the ground. Oh, he's able to get to Edwin. But, oh, stripped away. And as they were trying to pass it down towards the basket, the ball gets last touch by Alex Gilbert on his way out of bounds. So this will be a throw-in for the Nine Moves. Sorry for mispronouncing his name. All right, 24th got it. He dishes up to number 15. That's Lyle Grindle. Shot up. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Alex Gilbert. Alex pulls up. Gets over to Matthew. Matthew back to Alex, and Alex drives it all the way down. He goes to the lane. Big soaring layup. Ooh, ball doesn't go down. Rebound by Edwin. Edwin surrounded by White. Oh, and 3 second violation being called on the Eagles as they couldn't quite move the ball out from the paint in time. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Sky's score is 2-2. All right, 24 has got it. That's Matthew Anilong. Ooh, and as he was trying to pass it, the ball got picked up by Matthew, but Anilong was already out of bounds. All right, so, and there's going to be a timeout, short timeout being called by the coach for Sandpoint, Coach Poge. So the score is 1-1. Both teams playing pretty evenly right now. Lots of effort on both these guys. They did meet once before when they were in Dillingham, and New Haven came out on top. That was, of course, at the end of almost 2.5 weeks of road games for Sandpoint. So there's no doubt that this is a much fresher, more prepared Sandpoint Eagles playing against New Haven. The winner of this game will go on to play tonight at 7:30 against King Cove. King Cove being the number one seed for the tournament, so that'll be exciting, especially if Sandpoint's able to make it. All right, so throw in now. We're going to have a man-to-man press being put on by Sandpoint. Throw in to Matthew, who quickly gets back to Edwin. Edwin drives up into the lane, puts up a layup for 2 points. Score now 4 for Sandpoint, 2 for New Haven. All right, 24, Anilong brings it up. He gets number 10. That's Petrikoff. Ooh. Petrikoff put up a point and got into the basket, but that's not going to be a no basket due to a whistle from the referees. So Edwin Gunnarsson drives it up. He gets it over to Matthew now, back to Edwin on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Oh, Edwin puts up a shot. It gets deflected by number 24, I believe, Anyon. Good deflection put on by him. All right, ball's in Tetrakov's hands. He drives in past the perimeter. Oh, and the ball gets intercepted by Jolin, but as he tries to pass it, it gets slipped out of his hand and goes into the hands of Newhalen. But a missed shot, rebounded, and shot over to Alex, who quickly gets it to Maynard. Maynard puts up a nice little bank shot to glass. Big and score now, 6 for Sandpoint, 2 for Newhalen, with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Tetrakov's got the ball. He gets it over to number 15. He takes a shot. Lyle Grindle from outside. Doesn't go down. Number 21 with the rebound, Brandon Paul. And jump ball being called as Lyle Grindle had the rebound, and Edwin Gunnarsson got in there to fight for it himself. And possession's going to go to Sandpoint. Again, the score is 6-2 with 5 to go, 6 being for Sandpoint and 2 for Newhalen. Matthew Bravo's got it past half court. There's been a man-to-man press, and Maynard takes a shot from way downtown. Pass from Matthew. Ooh, off the back iron. Rebound by Joel, and then it goes out of bounds, and he almost saves it, but just can't quite get the ball hit back in play before his foot lands. So that will be a possession for Newhalen. Tetrakov's got it. He runs into the trap, though, at half court, but he gets it over to number 24, Analong, on the baseline now. Number 21, Lyle Grindle. Or Brandon Paul, I should say. He takes it all the way back out to the perimeter where Tetrakov has the ball. He passes number 15 on the left-hand side of the three-point line. Now back to Tetrakov, who drives in, puts up a jump shot from the lane, doesn't go down. Rebound by Edwin Gunnarsson. Oh, but his pass to Maynard gets intercepted. Back in the hands now, number 24, Matthew Analong. Over now to 21, Brandon Paul. Paul back to Analong, who drives the baseline from the right-hand side, puts up a jumper, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Joel Roeder. Over to Matthew, now to Alex. Alex tries to get through the defense, runs into a few too many, so he dishes it around, and it ends up in the hands of Matthew Bravo, who puts up a shot. That one doesn't make it down, and the rebound fought for ends up in the hands of Newhalen, number 24, Matthew Analong. All right, Tetrakov almost loses the ball, but he maintains it, goes into the paint, and puts up a jump shot, which doesn't go down, but it's rebounded by number 21, Brandon Paul, who puts up his own shot. That one doesn't go down either, and this time the rebound comes up from Joel Roeder. Alex Gilbert with the ball. He's got two defenders in front of him. Oh, and the ball slips away. And we got four players on the ground now. As that's going to be a foul on Alex Gilbert. He lost the ball and got an opportunity to try to get it back, but ends up tackling one of the Newhalen players in the process. So that'll be the second team foul for Sandpoint. With 3:40 to go in the first quarter, the score is 6 Sandpoint, 2 Newhalen. All right, 15's got for Newhalen. He gets it down on the baseline where Brandon Paul is. Brandon Paul tries to pass it in onto the post for number 23, but the ball gets intercepted. Outside now to the three-point perimeter for number 10, Tetrakov, drives in into the paint, puts up a shot, good for two. Score 6-4 now, Sandpoint in the lead. 3 minutes to go, and Matthew Bravo drives all the way through the paint. And as he tries to go for a layup, he gets a hand put into his face, and that's going to be a jump ball called as it brings him back to the ground before he can release the ball. It's a possession for Newhalen. Matthew quickly meets number 24, Analong. Ooh, and the ball gets past number 15. That's Lyle Grindle. And Grindle goes for a little bounce pass and off the foot. His bounce pass that he was trying to put down towards the post gets knocked off the foot of a player and goes out of bounds. And before they could get the ball to the possession of the team that has it, a timeout is called. So quick little timeout being taken here by both teams. Not a lot of fast-paced action so far in this game. Both teams playing a very well-paced game, trying to dig in for the long haul, you can tell. At Sandpoint, still in the lead, 6-4. And they're coming out looking pretty good, have good control of the ball. Neither team has taken too many shots so far, but Sandpoint so far is doing a good job on their defense. So is Newhalen. We'll see if either of these teams can make an adjustment as they continue to feel each other out. And it looks like possession is going to go to Sandpoint. Nope. Here comes Newhalen. Okay, throw in for Newhalen deep into their own territory, practically on the baseline. All right, pass now. Number 21, Brandon Paul. Back over to Tetrakov. Tetrakov has eagles all around, so he dishes it out to Analong. Back now to Tetrakov, who's on the left-hand side of the three-point line. Brings it to the top of the perimeter and tries to pass it down to the post for 21. Brandon Paul picks it up, and he drives up, puts a jumper from the paint, and that's good. The ball was almost intercepted on that pass. but was not able to be, none of the hands for the Eagles could stick with it. Oh, coast to coast. Edwin Gunderson takes the ball all the way down and drives up onto the baseline, into the lane, puts up a jumper, and it goes down. But here comes New Haven with their own shot. Number 10, Tekatoff puts up a jumper from about just inside the 3-point. Oh, and the pass after that for the Eagles gets intercepted by New Haven. So possession goes back to New Haven. Score 10-8 with New Haven in the lead now. 21 has the ball. Brandon Paul, he drives down, goes into the paint, puts up a shot, and that one sinks. Brandon Paul with 2 points. Okay, full court press being put on here by the New Haven. This has been a problem for the Eagles all season. Matthew has the ball. He puts up a jumper from the free throw line. Doesn't go down, but Alex Silver gets a rebound. Oh, puts up his own shot. That one's good. Four down, 12-10. Still in favor of New Haven. All right, here's Tetrakoff with the ball. He's at half court. Passes all the way over to number 15, Lyle Grindle. Over now to Brandon Paul on the baseline. Ooh, pass goes all the way down to the post where number 23 puts up a shot. Doesn't make it down. Rebounded by Brandon Paul, number 21 for New Haven. New Haven's got it. Tetrakoff now with the ball. Passes down to a far left-hand side of the perimeter. Number 24, Analong gets it over to Paul, Brandon Paul. Passed out to the perimeter for a 3-point shot for Tetrakoff. And rebound by Maynard. And Maynard trying to pass to Alex Gilbert, but that ball gets intercepted and pushed out of bounds by number 10, Tetrakoff. So that'll be a throw-in for the Eagles at half court. Matthew with the ball. Ooh, and almost a missed pass there by Matthew, but Edwin Gunnarsson is able to respond quickly and get the ball. He tries to drive down, pulls back, passes to Matthew, who in turn passes down onto the post, where Edwin Gunnarsson gets fouled. Not a lot of focus looking from either of these teams. They both seem like they're just playing a really slow-paced game. This is the first game of the tournament. Both these guys are filling each other out. But not a huge center. Oh, Maynard's wide open from 3 points. Oh, off the back of the board. Rebound by the Mammoths. Oh, and a shot up by number 21 on a layup. He gets bumped by one of the Sandpoint Eagles, and no foul called. Maynard with the ball, puts up a shot. That one doesn't go down either. Quickly rebounded by New Haven, and the ball ends up in the hands of Tetrakoff, number 10. Well, we got under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Tetrakoff drives down to the paint, passes down to Brandon Paul. Paul puts up a shot, doesn't go down, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Eagles. And we'll have a substitution here for New Haven. Number 11 is going to come in. That's Lee Clark. He'll be coming in for number 23, August Johnson. Throw in, Tetrakoff gets over to Analon, who's wide open for three. Ooh, doesn't go down. Rebound by Tetrakoff. He pulled up for a shot. That one will make its way to the bottom of the basket. They're going to score 14 for New Haven, 10 for Sandpoint. Matthew Bravo with just 25 seconds to go. Passes to Maynard. He almost loses it, but is able to save it. Pass back in bounds as he flies out, and it goes into the hands of New Haven. Tetrakoff with the ball. He finds Brandon Paul driving towards the basket. Puts up a shot. Rebound fought over. It goes back in the hands of New Haven. Oh, and as Tetrakoff drove in towards the paint, passed it over to Brandon Paul. He travels. And Sandpoint, we need to see a little more energy coming out of these guys. They're playing a game that is not normally their pace. All right, Edwin Gunnarsson's got it. He's got 6 seconds to put up a shot. Now four. He's got a defender all over him. He gets to the mirror. He puts up a shot just in time. And it's good! Down the ball again for 3 points. Maynard, and that brings the game within 1 point to end the quarter. Great way for Sandpoint to end it. And as we come to the end of the first quarter, Sandpoint was in the lead for most of that game, but towards the end it got turned over there and New Haven took up the lead. The score, though, as we come to the beginning of the second quarter, 14 for New Haven, 13 for Sandpoint, as Maynard brings it within 1 point with an awesome buzzer beater shot. Things that we're going to need to see from both these teams, I believe, is going to be more energy on the court. There doesn't seem to be a real sense of urgency in either of the teams. Maybe it's just recovering from the travel, you know, as New Haven has come a good distance for this game. But both these teams, I know, have the ability to play a fast-paced game, and Sandpoint in particular, we know, has speed. So it'll be interesting to see what comes into the second quarter. Sandpoint generally does really well in the first half, and sometimes has a hard time maintaining it into the second half, and they have kept it so far neck and neck with New Haven. As we come to the end now of the break between the first and second quarter, Sandpoint breaks from their huddle. be nice to see these guys come out here and play a really strong second quarter and go into the halftime in the lead. We will see what happens, and possession's going to be in the hands of Sam Point to begin the second quarter. Edwin Gunnarsson will throw in the ball. Okay. And so we got a couple of seconds right now as the referee goes to the scoreboard to talk to the scorekeepers. Don't forget, 5:30, the next game that comes up is actually not going to be broadcasted on KSDP, but it will be broadcasted in St. Paul. That'll be St. Paul versus New Stewiacke. St. Paul, the number 2 seed in this tournament. So we'll see how that game comes around. New Stewiacke is a very good team this year and is expected to be very formidable in the tournament. Looks like a little correction is being made here. Great teamwork on both sides. Great players. You can see number 21 for New Haven, that's Brandon Paul. Number 10, Jonathan Tetrikoff. And 24, Matthew Analong, being the big leaders here for New Haven. We'll see what happens here as they work with their team. There's not been a lot of, you know, big teamwork plays, kind of more solo projects from both of these teams. Lots of, court-to-court ball taken all the way by one player, put up for a basket. You know, some of the shots are having a hard time going down. New Haven almost had an opportunity to really get this ball game in their direction. They had about 3 unanswered baskets to take the lead away from Sandpoint. And luckily, Sandpoint was able to come back and bring their bring within 1 point here. Again, as we begin the second quarter, score 14 New Haven, 13 for Sandpoint. All right, here's a throw-in. Matthew Bravo's got the ball. And he's looking for an open opportunity. Oh, and the ball gets poked away from him by number 10, Tetrikoff. But Matthew regains possession. All right, he's on the right-hand side, moving towards the perimeter. Takes it all the way over to the left hand. He gets a great pick. Pulls up for a shot. Has defenders all around him, so he pivots around. And able to pass to Jolin. Pastor Jolin gets picked up by Alex. And as Alex goes towards the basket, he gets fouled. And we'll have a chance for 2 for the line. So good job by Matthew keeping the ball alive in there. Got it over to Jolin Roeder, who couldn't keep his hands on it, but Alex was just in the right place at the right time. And on his way up to the basket, gets fouled. So he does his routine. Puts the ball, puts it up in the air. Ooh, drains it. I saw him before the game. He was sinking every basket from the free throw line. So good to see Alex doing such a good job on his free throws. All right, he prepares, puts it up. Oh, a lane violation on Alex. And Alex is just so geared up. You know, he's such a quick mover, and he's just always, you know, that you can just see his mind is always just ready to move. And so as the ball hit the rim, he moved before, and that's going to be a lane violation. It didn't go down either way. And as the ball gets passed over by New Haven, tipped out of bounds by Jolin Roeder, so that'll be a throw-in for New Haven in their own around their own basket. It'll be from the sidelines, though. Number 15's got it. He's looking for 24. That's Analong. Analong with the ball. There's a nice little spin move. Passed over to Clark, who pump fakes his defender, drives in, passes to the perimeter. Bit of a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Edwin Gunnarsson. Oh, man. And as Edwin passes the ball, it gets tipped away by, or his hand gets tipped away and it gets flipped off the hands of Edwin Gunnarsson and goes out of bounds. So this will be a throw-in for the Malamutes. All right, Tetrikoff shot from 3 points. Doesn't go in. And there's going to be a whistle. And the ball will go into the hands of Sandpoint. Bad throw-in by Edwin. Gets intercepted by the Malamutes. Tetrikoff drives up. Oh, ball deflected. Picked up by Matthew Bravo. Matthew with the ball. He's got 2 defenders in front of him. Splits through the defense. Puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't make it. And into the hands of Edwin Gunnarsson, where it goes out of bounds, and I believe that's going to be off the hands of one of New Haven's players. And just weird things like bad passes, really prevalent in this game from Sandpoint. Not a lot of energy and focus. Oh, but there's a great play as Alex Gilbert. It's an awesome pass from Edwin. Alex driving straight towards the basket, puts it right up off the glass. 2 points now, and Sandpoint.
sea of peace. Every one of us, we all need it. Can't live without it. A Gotham City. Oh yeah. I'm sleeping awake because of fear. Children are drowning in their tears. We need a place where we can go. A land where everyone will have a hero. A city of justice, yeah. A city of love. A city of peace for every one of us. 'Cause we all need it. It can't live without it. A Gotham City, yeah, yeah. A city of justice, yeah. A city of love. Ooh. A city of peace for every one of us. 'Cause we all need it, yeah. Can't live without it. A Gotham City. Dead in the middle of stormy weather, we won't stumble and we won't fall. I know a place that offers shelter.
Having some phone line issues here in King Cove the last 2 days. There are no landlines right now working in King Cove. Cell phones are good. A little spotty, though.
Marketplace is produced
and a break from a quick timeout. You guys, not a lot
so look at
there,
that. Two
but,
record
a lot of fast
in
passing.
A row on the Dow. Surely that... Right? From American Public...
Okay, ball gets intercepted there by New Haven from a King Cove from a Sandpoint pass. The score is 25 for New Haven, 22 for Sandpoint. 3:30 to go. Oh, and a pass cross court, but almost gets intercepted by Brandon Paul. He falls to the ground, and it's going to go out of bounds. They stay off Joel and Roeder. This game is getting.
Looks like we lost Austin again.
Bring it.
All right, Dave, I'm ready for you, man. Sorry, I did my phone keeps dropping you, I guess. All right, Dave, am I on? All right, so, sorry about that, folks. We are having phone issues here in King Cove. It's blowing about 60 outside right now. But on that break, the game is starting to get slipped away here for Sandpoint. New Haven has taken a 7-point lead now with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first half. Lots of high energy now as both these teams really play a much quicker paced game. Here's Analon, drives up to the paint, puts up a jumper. That doesn't go down. Rebounded, though, by Matthew Bravo, who runs into a little bit of traffic, is able to hold on to the ball. Shot now from 3 points by Alex Gilbert. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by Analon. Analon with the ball for New Haven over Tetrikoff. He gets it over to Brandon Paul. Paul now on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Back to Tetrikoff. And Tetrikoff with the ball. He passes back to Paul. Analon is wide open for three. Oh, doesn't go down. Rebound by Matthew Bravo. Huge rebound by Matthew. He's got only 1% in front of him, but he pulls up for a jump shot that doesn't go down. He gets his own rebound, though. Gets over to Evan. Oh, Evan with a shot. Oh, getting hit all over the place. No foul being called, though, as he takes these shots. Man, rebounds over to New Haven now. And they get a layup there. The score now 31 for New Haven, 22 for Sandpoint. I just don't know where the call was there for Evan on those shots that he was taking. All right, Alex, little jumper, puts it in for two. 24 now for Sandpoint, 31 for New Haven. 1 minute and 11 seconds to go here in the first half. All right, Matthew Analon with the ball. He gets it over now. Number 15, Lyle Grindle. Back to Analon at the top of the key. He brings it down past the perimeter, passes to the outside, moves all the way around the horn. Now looks like they're just trying to burn some time here to go into the next half. Pass it up to the post, back outside now, all around, where Tetrikoff takes a shot from three. Jameson, 3 points. That makes the lead now 10 points for New Haven. All right, Matthew's got the ball now. They need to turn this around. He's got an open shot into the paint. Goes in there. Jumper doesn't go down. Rebound, though, pop between Matthew and Analon. Okay, but ball goes in the hands of New Haven, and here's Matthew Analon with the ball. Okay, he goes around the defense. Oh, almost stripped away by Matthew. He's able to hold on to it. Passes it back to Lyle Grindle on the outside of the perimeter. Up now to the top of the key. Matthew Analon with the ball. Passed down all the way to the post where a wide-open Clark puts up a shot, and 10 seconds left to go. Matthew Bravo with the ball. He's just going to hold up and take a shot from three. Put up a shot from three. Oh, barely. And that is the end of the first half. The score is 36 for New Haven, 24 for Sandpoint. And, man, just a lot of high energy coming off of the bench for New Haven, and was able to really take a chance, advantage right at the end of the second quarter and take a quick 7-point lead and even lengthened it to 12. There at the end. Sandpoint really having a hard time keeping up with that fast break, and then the shots just really starting to go down for New Haven, and Sandpoint having a hard time sinking their shots. But this game is far from over. We've seen Sandpoint come back from much more than this. And New Haven was generally playing on the same pace as Sandpoint. They were able to kind of break past there, though, towards the end and started really getting the energy up. And Sandpoint got their energy levels higher, too. We'll see if they can't keep the game going and stay in there and hopefully close this gap into the third quarter. Dave, we're going to get the game back to you, though, and let you play some music. We are going to have 10 minutes for the halftime, and I'll call you back in about 10. You ready to go, Dave? Okay. Yep, we are back here now. We couple minutes underway here in the second half now, as New Haven has been able to lengthen the lead just a little bit by four more points. The score now 40-24. And Sandpoint playing more energetic ball, but New Haven just really showing a lot more skill in their game too, actually. They've been really making some good plays. So here comes Sandpoint, really fast. Evan Gunnarsson runs right out of the gate. Puts up a nice shot. Floater goes in, and that will be 2 points for Sandpoint. The score now 40-26. So it's New Haven in the lead. Oh, here comes Matthew Anilon. Oh, with his own little float layup from the paint. Down for two. All right, full court man-to-man press being put against the Eagles. They're having a hard time getting through it. All right, here's Edwin. Oh, he loses the ball. He holds on to it. Oh, and that's going to be out of bounds. And we got substitution. Joe Ludwig coming in for Alex Gilbert. Man, this full court man-to-man is really giving the Eagles a tough time. Okay, pass goes in. Brandon Paul, nice shot from the paint. Good for two. 26-42, I think, is really the score. They added an extra 2 points. All right, here comes the Eagles. Matthew working his way through traffic, puts a shot up. Oh, almost gets on rebound. There it goes in the hands of New Haven. Here comes Petrikoff. He drives down the right-hand side, passes down towards the post. Oh, shot up by Clark. Goes off out of bounds. Off of one of the Eagles. It was a great little stuff by one of the Eagles. And that'll be a throw-in for New Haven. All right, throw-in over to Anilon. Anilon passes. Petrikoff for three. Puts one up. Oh, nothing but net. New Haven really, really running away with this game. Timeout being called by Coach Poge. He's going to bring his team here and try to stem off the hemorrhaging that's happening here at points. This fast-paced game really coming in here by New Haven. Seems like they got their feet going. And both teams were playing kind of slow in the beginning, but New Haven upped the game a little bit. Sandpoint also upped their speed. They're a fast team. They can play quickly. But they need to be able to get onto their defense and stop the points from happening. They have such a good defense, Sandpoint does. And so we'll see what happens here, what Coach is going to try to do to adjust. And that's the break from the timeout. Here comes New Haven. And after this, we roll for St. Paul. We'll be broadcasting St. Paul's game. And in 7:30, we will have King Cove playing the winner of this game. Throw in now for Sandpoint. Edwin Gunnarsson's got it. Drives down the right sideline. Oh, and that's going to be a traveling call against Edwin as Claire was pushing a little bit of pressure onto him and caused him to travel. There's a pass in. 3-point shot up there by Paul. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by Brett Stokes. Oh, and ball gets tipped as the pass to Maynard. It gets tipped out of hands by Lyle Grindle, and that will be a possession for New Haven. Here comes a substitution. Jeremiah in for Edwin Gunnarsson and Brandon Stokes in as well. And now it comes in for Joe. All right, so New Haven will throw it in here. The score 47 for New Haven, 26 for Sandpoint. All right, pass now. Paul, Brandon Paul, gets it over to Lyle Grindle for three. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Jeremiah. Matthew passes all the way down to Maynard. Oh, Maynard almost loses the ball and passes it in back to Lyle Grindle, who quickly gets over to Petrikoff for a wide open layup. Good for two, and this is... Oh, and things are really starting to run away here. Okay, Maynard's ball, trying to move really quickly. He's lost the ball twice doing this. Puts up a layup off the bottom of the basket. Matthew Bravo just fighting so hard for the ball. I think they're going to call a foul on Matthew as he was really working. That's going to be his third foul, I believe. Yeah, that's going to be his third. And the Eagles are being forced to play a game that they don't want to play here, where they're just moving really too fast. They need to be able to set their plays, work their defense, and we'll see if they're able to make these adjustments. All right, Brandon Paul almost loses the ball. Able to get out to Petrikoff. Petrikoff. Okay, Lyle Grindle for three. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Matthew. Matthew with the ball. He has a wide open shot. Down past the perimeter. Oh, doesn't go down. Rebound by Alex, who puts it back up for 2 points. 47 now for New Haven, 28 for Sandpoint. A big deficit for Sandpoint to come back from. Not outside of their ability, though. All right, Lyle Grindle with the ball. He gets over to Analon, who's at the half-court line. Highly guarded by Jeremiah Wilson. Over now to Lyle Grindle again. Rotated around. Okay, down to the post now where Clutch is. He's going to travel, though. Yep. Called by the ref there. And luckily we're going to get Brett Stokes. We're going to sit down. I saw a little elbow being thrown there. And it looks like him and Clark are having a little rivalry. Oh, Evan Wilson wide open in the paint. Can't quite make the shot happen, though. Three passes back out to Matthew. Down to the baseline. The ball just flips out of Jolin's hands, though. It's recovered by New Haven. All right, here comes Tetrikoff. He's going to throw the ball. Yeah. Okay, there we go. And that's going to be out of bounds on Tetrikoff. And there'll be a throw-in. Matthew gets over to Jolin. Quickly gets it back. And we're seeing a little bit of a let-up here on that full-court man-to-man. That was really a problem. All right, Jolin with the ball. Oh, runs into traffic. Gets it out back to Matthew. Shot from three. And it's just out the back of the iron. Oh, and the ball gets picked away by one of the New Haven players, and they're able to keep it back in possession. Tetrikoff over to Analon, drives down the paint, dishes it out, though, to the left-hand side where Paul is. Oh, and Paul passed it, and that's going to be on the other side of the court and will be a turnover. Paul's pass just got away from him and went out past Tetrikoff. Okay, throw in now for the Eagles. 49-28 for New Haven Elite, and a pass by Matthew to Evan. He can't quite keep his grip on it, and that will go out of bounds. So New Haven with possession once again, and another substitution. Jolin's coming out, and Edwin coming in. Here comes 24. Bounce pass over to Lyle Grindle. Back now to 24. Matthew Analon gets it over to Brandon Paul, who throws it, intercepted by Alex Gilbert, and thrown way too hard. Oh, and Jeremiah just can't hold on to it. Or he can't catch up with it, really. It wasn't a Jeremiah thing, but Alex just really excited after stealing the ball. Just gives it a little bit too much oomph. Good play by Alex, though. Okay, bounce pass over now to Lyle Grindle from Analon. Ooh, Analon almost loses the ball. Gets back, but he's being tightly guarded by Matthew. Oh, and the pass to Tetrikoff almost gets taken up. He cross courts over to Brandon Paul. Paul up for two. 51 now for New Haven. Oh, nice little pass down to the bottom post baseline where Alex Silver is. Traveling being called as Alex had defenders all around him. The pass is able to get to him. He couldn't do a lot with the ball. And the ball gets over to Evan Gunnarsson. He rolls around with it, and that's going to be a travel. 51 for New Haven, 28 for Sandpoint. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Oh, intercepted by Jeremiah. He's got a couple defenders in front of him, so he's going to pull back. Gets over to Edwin. Edwin drives into the lane, puts one up, doesn't go down. Matthew with the rebound. Nice little bounce off the glass for Matthew. 30 now for Sandpoint, 51 for New Haven. We'll see if Sandpoint can't spark a little rally here. Bounce pass over to Clark. Puts one up, doesn't go down. Rebound. Alex Gilbert moving quick. He's got Matthew to the right. Defenders all around. Works his way around the defenders. Count it. Great play by Alex. Oh, man. He had the defenders all around him. Great move, though. Got a foul. Oh, chance to make three. So that would be two unanswered baskets now for Sandpoint. Score 51 for New Haven, 32, with a chance to make it 33 here for Alex. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. All right, we'll see what Alex does here. He's been making his free throws. Oh, in and out, rebounded by Matthew Analon for New Haven. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Analon bounces over to number 23. Oh, a little bit too much bump action from Jeremiah Wilson as he was trying to defend number 23, August Johnson. A little honest foul. Nothing intentionally harmful. All right, Analon now on the left-hand side. He tries to get to a breakaway Tetrikoff, but he runs into a lot of defense. He's able to get back out to the perimeter. Oh, man, in 21. Brandon Paul being held on to even as he ran his way to the basket. No foul called and is able to get 2 points from it. Ooh, and over under has going to be called carrying on Edwin Gunnarsson. He's trying to work his way towards half court. Throw in now for the New Haven Malamutes. All right, 23 shot from 3 points. Oh, gets hit by one of the Eagles, but no foul. All right, Edwin moving really quick. Floater up, doesn't go down. Rebounded by Alex Gilbert. Puts a nice little jump shot up. Good for two. Great plays by Alex. Cross all the way down to the corner. Toss to number 21, Brandon Paul, who almost had a good chance for... He almost had a really good chance for a wide open shot, but his dribble goes off of his toe. All right, Matthew Bravo with the ball. He drives all the way into the paint. Shot off the glass. Great for two. Man, run around, put it up, and down. Great job by Matthew. 2 seconds to go. Shot put up. Oh, almost went down by Analog. That one did not make it, though. And as we end the third quarter, the score is 53-36 with New Haven in the lead. That's, 17 points separating the two teams. They were able to stem a little bit of it there. Standpoint, they were really starting to fall behind big time by more than 20. Able to gain a little bit of ground here. They're going to need to do more, though, if they're going to come back here in the... It's going to really do a lot of work, make things happen. New Haven, though, is a pretty well-matched team for them and has been able to get ahead of them with fast breaks. Standpoint really needs to hold on to the composure. They do a great job when they don't feel rushed, when they're not feeling the pressure. And when they start feeling pressure, though, there just is an increased amount of mistakes that ends up costing them points. And if Standpoint can hold on to the composure here, I think that they will have a chance to come back, especially if Alex and Matthew, who are just so well together. All right, so as we enter in the fourth quarter, Matthew will get the first throw in for the Standpoint Eagles. He gets it over to Edwin Gunnarsson. Edwin drives to the baseline, almost gets out of bounds, throws it in, and hits Matthew Analon, who's able to hold on to it, though. Analon with the ball at the top of the key. Oh, ball tipped away. Able to get it back, though. Passes to Brandon Paul, who drives the baseline, passes it out back to the perimeter, but it's intercepted by Jeremiah Wilson, who quickly gets it to Matthew. Oh, and man, there's Clark with an amazing steal as Matthew's trying to get it down to the bottom post, and there wasn't a lot of room between him and Edwin, but, man, Clark just came out of nowhere. Shot up by Clark. Rebounded by Paul for New Haven. And the coach for New Haven's going to call a timeout. You can tell New Haven's strategy now is going to be to burn as much time as humanly possible just to end this game and keep them in the lead. Standpoint doing fighting hard. They've got such great talent on this team. I think next year we'll see as a couple players come up, like Colton Mack and Jonathan Roeder. We'll see a couple of new players here. I'm excited to see what Standpoint's going to bring to the table, especially with Matthew and Alex getting another year to develop their game and mature. Those boys are just such great talent, and there's good players on the team with Joel and Roeder. Will be graduating this year, also has a lot of skill. So it's great to watch these guys. There's a lot of room for them to grow, and they have the potential to do it. Shot from three for Tetrakov goes in. So that will make the lead now to 20 points for New Haven. Alex Gilbert moves really quickly, dishes it out from the paint to Edwin Gunnarsson, who drives into the lane. A little jump shot off the glass. Doesn't go down, but off the body of one of the New Haven players. Throwing goes to Matthew, who sinks a wide open jumper from about 12 feet out. And here's 24 now, Matthew Analon for New Haven, driving in the paint. He does dish it out to Clark, number 11 on the post. Double dribble by Clark, but not called. All right, from 3 point now, this time it was Tetrakoff once again. Doesn't make it. Rebound, though, goes to New Haven. And a blatant double dribble from Clark. Oh, and there's a steal. Alex Stewart gets it over to Matthew. Matthew works his way around the defense. Shot high off the glass and goes down. 2 points for Matthew. That makes the score now 40 for Sandpoint, 56 for New Haven, 16 points separating the teams. August Johnson on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Hey, gets it over to the top where Analong gets it over to Brandon Paul at the free-throw line. Tipchikoff now, shot from about 10 feet out, doesn't go down. Picked up by Edwin Gunderson, who quickly gets over to Jeremiah Wilson. Jeremiah's got Brandon Paul in front of him. Oh, trap. And they're going to get a block call there from Brandon Paul and Jeremiah. That was a fortunate call from Sandpoint. And that'll be a throw-in on the baseline for Sandpoint. All right, Edwin calls the play into action. Over to Matthew, tightly guarded by Analon. Matthew down to the bottom post. Ball gets... doesn't meet its intended recipient, who was Joel Roeder, but Alex Gilbert with some fast legs is able to pick it back up. Ball gets tipped out of bounds, though, by one of the New Haven players. And here comes Sandpoint. Joel Roeder wide open, puts up a shot. Good for two. Sandpoint here now, six unanswered points. Score 42 for Sandpoint, 56 for New Haven. Matthew Analon for New Haven working his way around. Gets over past the perimeter on the left-hand side. But he's got the Eagles all around. Traveling call, great defensive pressure. There was a triangle of blue jerseys all around him, and he wasn't able to get his way past it. Timeout now. Lyle Grindle's going to come in for New Haven Nomads. All right, there's a throw-in. Edwin Gunnarsson to Matthew. Takes a pass half court. Matthew working the ball handling. The pass down low gets intercepted, but Maynard's able to bring it back in. Edwin drives the baseline, puts up a floating shot. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by Brandon Paul. A lot of there's a big pass that's intercepted by Joel Roeder this time. Alex Silver bounces. Oh, foul! There we go. Foul called on Brandon Paul that time. He was trying to swap the ball away from Matthew, and that was a heavy-handed hit on Matthew. Oh, and there's a great bounce pass from Alex Gilbert into Matthew Bravo, who was wide open breaking for the basket. Good for two. That makes it 44 now. They're within 12 with just under 5 minutes to go. This is a game now, once again. Sandpoint working their way on a comeback. Brandon Paul with it. Takes a shot from near the free throw line. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by Matthew. Matthew Bravo with the ball. He shakes the defender. He pulls up for the jumper. Oh, doesn't go down. Rebound being fought for. Oh, it's gotten into the hands of Matthew. Dishes out to Alex. Off the glass. Oh, doesn't go down. Rebound by number 5 for the Malamute. He gets over to Matthew Analon. Oh, man. That would have been a great opportunity. But Maynard to steal. Oh, goes out bounds. Quick hands by Maynard. Quick feet. And this is a game again. They're within 12 points with 4:20 left to go. And we've seen some substitution now. Number 23 coming back in. August Johnson, he'll replace Lee Clark. And Brett Stokes comes in for the Sandpoint Eagles. Throw in for the New Haven Malamutes. Over now to number 10. We get over to Lyle Grindle, 3-point perimeter. Brandon Paul for a shot from the baseline. Doesn't go down. Rebounded, though, by Analong. He bounced past to Paul, who gets it out to the perimeter. Back now to Analong, who's on the far left-hand side of the 3-point line. He brings it up to the top, gets it over to Tetrikoff. Tetrikoff trying to slow the game up, gets it over to Paul, now over to Lyle Grindle. And they're just playing a pass around now, trying to burn down the clock. And timeout being called by the coach, Bob Rekinovsky, for New Haven Malamutes. They're trying to burn down the clock. And coach for New Haven doing a good job of really trying to keep control of the pace of this game, calling good timeouts. You can see really works well with his team. And Coach Poach talking to his guys right now. They are within 12 points. They've come back, I think, from their lowest point, which was 22. I mean, they've really burned through a whole lot of points here to get to be within 12. And we'll see what happens here as we come to the end. We're just under 4 minutes to go in the game. The score, 56 for New Haven, 44 for Sandpoint. And again, just under 4 minutes to go here. And here comes the Eagles. They take the court again with a chance to keep this game tight. All right. Throw in for New Haven. Petrikov's got it. Trying to burn the clock down. He finds Matthew Anilon, who's met by a few defenders. Works his way around. Oh, tipped up. Oh, stolen. Petrikov, though, was able to get his hands back on it. Big pass. Almost gets lost by Lyle Grindle, but he gets down to the bottom post where Brandon Paul shakes his way around and is able to get a pass now to Anilon, who gets all the way to Grindle. Back to the half-court line where Petrikov is. Working their way around now, burning down the clock as best as possible. Brandon Paul with it. He gets number 10, Petrikov, driving to the basket. Nice layup there by Petrikov. 58 now for Kalen. And Matthew needs some help. No one there. Maynard's able to get it, though. A nice pass to Brand Stokes. Oh, overpass, though, but Jeremiah Wilson picks it up. Drives his way around the defense. Look at a beautiful layup, man. Jeremiah Wilson really working the ball there on that one. Excited to see what Jeremiah's going to do in the next 2 years. You know, he's got the height, and he can keep working on the ball handling the way you can see he's been doing. We'll see a lot of great things from him. All right, Petrikov's got it. Gets over to Anilon. We need to see a turnover here, hopefully, for the Sandpoint Eagles, who have a really good defense. Oh! Red Stokes trying to make it happen. Falls over Brandon Paul. And that's going to be a foul on Brett. Nothing intentional. Trying to steal it, but, man, brings him down. And Brett Stokes is not the kind of guy you want to bring you down. All right, there's a little throw-in now. Brandon Paul puts a shot. Doesn't make it. Rebound by Brett Stokes. Oh! And there's a foul. Brett was trying to pass it, and he gets slapped by number 21, Brandon Paul. That's going to be like this. And that's five for Brandon Paul. Man, he's a crucial piece to the game for New Haven. To see him foul out like that, not good news for the New Haven Nahmoops. Man, and he really had like three or four fouls just in like the last few minutes. Matthew Bravo trying to drive up, but the ball gets tipped away by number 10, Petrikov. Petrikov with the ball. Now he gets over to Lyle Grindle. Again, they're going to try to burn down the clock. They've only got 2 minutes to burn, not too much time. Sandpoint with 12 points to make up. Really needs to be able to steal the ball. All right, Petrikov has it. He gets it down to the top of the post. Pass back to Petrikov. All the way now to Anilon. Bottom of the post now. Lyle Grindle gets over to Clark. Clark with a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound goes to Matthew Bravo. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Matthew drives the paint. Gets over to Jeremiah Wilson. Great shot. Flat. Way to go, Matthew. Knowing when to pass it. And they've got to see some more pressure. And that's going to be a foul on Matthew. They're within 10, so that's going to be four fouls for Matthew. And Coach Boat has got, he calls a timeout so that way he can set up the strategy for how to end this game. All right, so there we go. Okay, Coach Boat's talking to his players. They've got to have a strategy here for this game as they come in towards the end because there is not a lot of time. Just 1 minute 45 seconds. They're only 10 points behind, though. If they can get some luck here, and some good fouls to keep possession going their way. Matthew, though, with four fouls, cannot afford the foul out. So they're going to have to be able to be in on this as a team. We'll see what happens here as we come to the end of that timeout. Again, 145, 10 points. Full court pressure. All right, pass goes in. Alex Gilbert trying to foul him, I think. Isn't quite able to do it. And along with the ball, he passed down to Lyle Grindle. Petrikov has it now. Matthew guarding him. He cannot foul him. There's an opportunity for turnaround. Hand goes, Maynard gets the ball. Trying to work his way around. Oh, big pass to Alex Gilbert. Down low with Joel Norris. Who's up for two? Oh, there he is. Gets the rebound. Oh, doesn't make it in. Oh, gosh, what a great opportunity that was for Joel and Reuter. And, man, great shot. Just couldn't get it to go down. 1 minute to go here. 10 points between the two teams. And New Haven with the ball. Petrikov's got it. Down low to the top of the post. Oh, ball stolen again, though. Maynard almost holds on to it. Maynard's going to foul. Yep. That's still not going to be taking. It's not going to be sending them to the line yet. That's only one for Maynard, so. All right, pass now. Over to Anilon for New Haven. He's being tightly guarded by Alex Gilbert. Down towards baseline, we're at number 23. August Johnson puts up a good shot. Off the glass, good for two. 38 seconds to go here. Matthew Bravo with the ball. He gets over to Maynard for three. Ooh, doesn't go down. Rebound by Alex. Alex puts a quick shot up that doesn't go in. Rebound by Maynard. That one off the glass. 10 points, 21 seconds to go here. This game's fairly well said to be over. So there's a good effort made by Sandpoint Eagles to come back. Matthew Bravo almost with a steal there. 10 seconds to go here. Tuchkov with it. Down to Matthew Anilon. Put up a shot. Doesn't go down. 4 seconds to go. Clark with the ball. Matthew Anilon now. There's the buzzer. That's the end of the game. Hard clock game there. Sandpoint almost made their way back. Weren't able to seal the deal there. Almost did, though. They did a good job really gaining momentum. And, a few opportunities almost made it happen. But good job by Sandpoint. Really closed a huge gap. And a good game by New Haven as well. They'll be going on to play against King Cove at the final game of this evening, which will be at 7:30 tonight. And the next game, that will be the next game that we're broadcasting, will be at 7:30 this evening. King Cove versus New Haven. It should be a really good game.